Regular Visits, A Good Way to Gauge Nursing Home Care. Reported and written by Marianne Wyan, Senior Reporter, and read by Brandon Evans, Online Editor. Published in the Friday, July 7, 2006 issue of the Criterion in the Retirement Supplement. How can you tell when all is not well in the life of a nursing home resident? Perhaps you're visiting an elderly relative or friend, or volunteering as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion to bring the Eucharist to a Catholic patient at a nursing home. The senior citizen has an illness or injury that necessitates admission to the skilled care facility, so it may be difficult to determine if the patient's health is declining due to clinical reasons or inadequate medical care. Elder care advocates explain that sometimes an elderly patient will not complain about substandard living conditions or inferior care due to fear or confusion. Two websites that help people recognize nursing home abuses offer important advice for relatives and other visitors. The Center for Nursing Home Abuse and the Indiana Nursing Home Abuse Resource Center sites explain nursing home patient rights and encourage visitors to use common sense and their senses to determine if an elderly person is being mistreated or isn't receiving adequate care. Reports show that the number of nursing home negligence cases is increasing, the Center for Nursing Home Abuse website explains. Nursing home abuse can be physical, emotional, or simply neglect. To determine if the patient is receiving adequate nutrition and hydration, the website advises visitors to check the person's lips and skin for signs of dryness and cracking, and to note whether the patient has lost weight. Is a fresh glass of water near the person's bed? Is the patient able to reach the glass for a drink? Is a straw provided for easier use? Does the person need help holding a cup or eating? To decide if the person being cared for is being cared for properly, the websites also suggest that visitors look at the condition of a patient's skin and hair. Is the senior citizen clean and dressed in fresh clothing? Is the person's hair washed and combed? Is there an odor in the room indicating that the person needs to be bathed or that the bed linens need to be changed? Bed sores have an odor caused by the infection, but are usually located on the back of the person's body or legs and are not visible due to clothing or bedding. If there are any general concerns, the center urges visitors to look for warning signs that include physical symptoms such as open wounds, cuts, bruises, welts, bed sores, skin discoloration or deterioration indicate that the patient needs immediate medical care. Also check to see if the person shows signs of dehydration, malnutrition, weight loss, or burns. Emotional concerns, such as agitation, combative behavior, withdrawal, depression, confusion, dementia, and complaints, are also reasons to check on the quality of the patient's care. Signs of neglect, evident by poor personal hygiene, withholding medication, over-medication, incorrect body positions, and lack of assistance with eating, drinking, and walking, also require immediate attention. Fecal or urine odors are easy to notice clues that the person needs better care. Surprisingly, the Center for Nursing Home Abuse site explains, these and many other warning signs often go unnoticed by family members. Visitors should never ignore their suspicions about inadequate care, the centers emphasize, because even the smallest change in a patient's appearance or behavior can be an indication of a much more serious problem. Relatives and visitors shouldn't be afraid to ask the nursing home staff any questions about the patient's care, the center notes. Make sure your loved ones are getting the care they deserve. If you suspect a patient has been neglected or abused, the Indiana Nursing Home Resource Center website recommends that you notify the person's physician, then talk with the administrator of the facility and the director of nurses about any concerns. Whether the abuse victim is still a patient at the nursing home or is receiving medical care at another facility, you can contact the Indiana State Department of Health for assistance to request an investigation. In 1987, Congress enacted nursing home reform legislation that stipulates certain requirements for quality of care to protect the rights of patients. Frequent visits are one of the best ways to make sure that your elderly relative or friend is receiving the best possible care in a nursing home, according to the center's websites. Regular visits are also the best way to ensure that your relative or friend knows that he or she is loved. For more information about how to monitor nursing home care, log on to the Indiana Nursing Home Abuse Resource Center website at www.nursinghomepatientrights.com or the Center for Nursing Home Abuse website at www.nursingabuselaw.com. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.